Good morning and Happy New Year.
弟兄姊妹早上好，新年好。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, just before, Lord, just as this new beginning of the new year 2025.
就我们在新年开始，2025年开始的时候。
We all have a prayer in our heart to you.
在我们里面都有向你有一个祷告。
Lord, just in this new year, plant our feet on the higher ground.
在这新的一年里面，让我们的脚站在高处。
Lord, we want to turn our eyes up on Jesus.
让我们的眼目来转眼仰望耶稣。
Because we are all your craftsmanship.
因为我们都是你手里的工作。
And completed in our Lord Christ Jesus.
在主耶稣基督里做成的。
We lift up this time unto your hand.
我们把这个时间交在你的手里面。
Speak to us, thy servant to listen.
请你讲你的仆人静听。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Well, time flies.
时间过得真的非常的快。
Last Sunday we were talking about the incoming winter break, a winter retreat.
上一个主日我们交通到了要来的那个冬令会。
Well, I was like, we still have one more week to go.
我觉得说那个时候我们还有一个礼拜的时间。
We have a plenty of time.
我们还有很多的时间。
But this morning, we're standing in the new year of 2025.
但是今天早上我们就已经来到了2025年的开始。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是不是真的很奇妙？
Would you please open your Bible with me?
我们一起来翻开圣经。
I want to invite your attention to the Gospel of Luke.
我们来看路加福音。
The ninth chapter and a section right in the middle for my sharing this morning.
在第九章在中间的地方是我要今天早上所要分享的内容。
Which I'm titling Another Year of Following.
我的题目是新的一年的跟随，又一年的跟随。
The section I'm looking at is from verses 23 through 25.
我们一起来读二十三节到二十五节。
And we will focus later on verse 23 to save the time for the baptismal coming after.
为了省时间给下面的受浸聚会，我们只是关注在二十三节上。
Let's read Mark chapter 9 together, verse 23 through 25 in your chosen language.
在你自己的语言里面，我们一起来读《路加福音》第九章二十三节到二十五节。
Then he said to them all, "If anyone desires to come after me." Let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and is he lost and is he destroyed and lost?
耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。人若赚得全世界，却丧了自己，赔上自己，有什么益处呢？
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
I don't know how many of us still go through the same routine prior to the beginning of the new year.
我不知道是不是还有很多人在跟随这个同样的这个同样的章程，在新年开始的时候。
I believe it's from the old school fashion that we will use a calendar book.
过去的时候，我们都是用一个日历本。
Write down the plans for the new year.
我们把这新年的计划都写下来。
And mark.All the special days like a birthday or anniversary that which will be celebrated during the new year.
我们记下所有特殊的日子，比方说是周年纪日或者生日。
Or some special events like a winter retreat.
或者是特别的日子，就像冬令会的日子。
What this does for us is to provide a year in review ahead of time.
就是给我们一个新年的预习，让我们来展望新年。
Give us a fresh sense of a new hope.
给我们一个新鲜的盼望。
And also push us back to a prayer.
而且让我们能够开始一个祷告。
Saying, Lord, what can I make the most of this coming year?
我们跟主说，今年这一年，我能够做到什么呢？
I remember two Sundays ago.
我记得两个星期之前,
our brother Zhang Kang used Ephesians 5:16.
张康弟兄交通道以弗所书五章十六节
to remind us to redeem the time because our days are evil.
因为现今的世代邪恶, 所以我们要珍惜时间。
I like the Chinese translation.
我喜欢这个中文的翻译,
which is to cherish or take good care of our time with spiritual wisdom.
是用着属灵的智慧来珍惜来宝贵我们现在的时间,
and not let our time drift away because of a carelessness.
不让我们的时间就这样子, 浪费过去, 因着我们的, 不小心。
So now as the bright new year begins and the new calendar gets underway,
当这个新年开始的时候, 这新的日历开始翻开的时候,
I ask myself, as I'm sure you're asking yourselves too,
我在问我自己, 我也相信你在问你自己,
how can I best invest my time right now in this year for His glory?
为了主的荣耀, 我怎么能够更好利用我的时间?
What I must do to follow His purpose?
我能做什么来跟随他的旨意?
The Bible passage we just read through this morning
今天早上我们所读到的圣经
sits wonderfully in a context that takes us back to verse 18.
是在, 它的上下文是从18节开始。
If you have your Bible with you on your hand, and just please just follow it.
如果你有你的圣经在你手里, 请打开这个第到18节。
Jesus was alone as he prayed.
主耶稣在他自己在祷告的时候,
but the disciples were nearby with him when he was in prayer.
门徒, 在主耶稣祷告的时候, 是在他的周围。
Then he walked to them with a question.
然后主耶稣就问了他们一个问题,
a fundamental question,
是一个非常根本的问题,
asking about the words on the street regarding his identity.
是在街上人们都在说他的这个身份是什么?
Who do the crowds say that I am?
众人是说我是谁呢?
Answers bounce back quickly.
他们的回答非常的快,
with a number of different opinions out there.
当然街上这个街面上有很多不同的反应。
Some said you are John the Baptizer.
有人说是施洗的约翰。
And some said you are one of a great prophet in history.
你是在历史上最有名的那个先知。
Then Jesus set the stage by narrowing it down.
然后主耶稣就把这个就 narrow down. 主耶稣就把这个
问题缩小了问题。 To those who had been following him.
就把这个问题缩小到在他周围跟随他的人。
Who do you say that I am?
你们说我是谁?
He asked all of them.
他就问他周围所有的人。
But Peter stood up and nailed it.
当然，彼得就直接回答了问题的关键。
It is interesting that in Luke's records,
很有意思的在路加福音的这个记录里面,
Peter responded in the briefest number of words, the Christ of God.
路加福音讲的是说神的基督,
meaning you are the Messiah.
换句话说你是弥赛亚,
not the rabbi,
不是拉比,
not the teacher,
不是那个老师,
not the prophet,
不是那个先知,
but the anointed king and the Lord.
是神所高的主。
So what a gorgeous statement it was.
这是一个何等荣耀的话。
Well, we think this should be nothing new to us.
对我们来说, 这个没有什么新鲜的。
We've been aware of this statement since the first time we stepped into the church.
我们第一次来到教会就听见这句话。
And for young people, we can't remember the time we didn't know that Jesus is Christ the Lord.
我们年轻人不知道什么时候不知道这句话, 主耶稣是主。
We heard it in Sunday school classroom.
我们在主日学教室里听到这句话。
We heard it from parents and grandparents.
我们从我们的父母, 从我们的祖父母听见这句话。
And it's a part of our faith conversation that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
这是我们信心的祷告，万膝都要跪拜，万口都要承认耶稣基督是主。
However, dear brothers and sisters,
但是对于他们来说何等的不一样。
This was the first time they, the followers of Jesus,
这是第一次主耶稣的跟随者。
Heard what Peter said about it.
听见彼得说这句话。
It light up their eyes.
这打开了他们的眼睛。
With a new vision for their future.
对他们的未来是一个新的意向。
Because finally they were convinced.
最后他们终于确信。
They were following the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他们是在跟随这个万王之王万主之主。
So we can imagine that everyone was filled with anticipation in their hearts.
所以我们可以想象每一个人心里面都充满了这个新的期望。
And they were eager to know from their Lord and their King how they were going best to invest their life in the new path ahead.
他们能够希望从他们的主他们的王里面嘴里面能够听见在这个新的道路上他们怎么能够更好的更多的更好的来摆上他们的生命。
Then Jesus responded to Peter to what Peter had made for him.
然后主耶稣的对于彼得的这个话有了反应。
Now verse 22 is about himself.
在22节讲的是主自己。
Verse 23 is about the disciples.
23节讲的是门徒。
So Jesus was saying,
所以主耶稣说,
that if anyone desires to come after me,
若有人要跟从我,
he turned to them,
他转向他们,
right before their excitement for what seemed so new, so fresh in front of them,
对当这些人在这个这么新鲜这么一个新鲜的事情摆在他们面前，他们刚刚觉得说非常的兴奋。
And he gave them the answer for what must be true and expect of them as close followers of him.
主耶稣就告诉他们，对于主的一个真实的跟随者的一个期待是什么。
Brothers and sisters, we are standing in a new year.
弟兄姊妹，我们站在新年的一个开始。
And we seem, being ready to move forward with a new hope.
我们觉得说对于我们现在已经预备好了继续要往前走带着一个新的希望。
And we are ready looking for new adventures in Christ.
我们希望在主基督里面有更多的经历。
Let's be reminded by this wonderful passage.
我们希望能够再一次被提醒这段话语。
That the same was true and expected back then is meant in the same way as we read of it in this morning.
对于过去的门徒对他们的期待是何等的真实，今天对我们也是同样的是非常的应用。
The key word, my dear brothers and sisters, is to follow.
这里的关键字是跟从。
Let 2025 be another year of
愿2025年成为一个新的一年的跟从。
I know out of there, many predicted and even prophesied that this or that would be made to happen in the year 2025.
我相信我知道有对于2025年有很多的预言或者是预言说要很多事情要发生。
But we as the close followers of Jesus, we want to say that may it be another year of following.
但是对于跟随主耶稣的人说2025年应该是又是一年的跟从。
Now I want to invite you to take a close look at verse 23.
我们继续来看23节。
First, we will find the Chinese translation seemed slightly different from the English.
这个中文和英文的翻译有稍微有一点不一样。
It used only one word to follow. If anyone desires to follow,
中文只用了一个字跟从。
It is simple, clear, and straightforward, and it is good. It is
是非常好的，是简单直接了当。
But if we go back to original text,
如果我们回到原文的话
，the word to follow is a compound word.Of to come and then to be after.
那个跟从是一个复合词，是来然后跟从。
Meaning, if you and I are about to follow him,
换句话说，如果你要来跟从主，
we must first come to him.
我们必须要先来到主的面前。
And that makes the meaning of following clear.
那就让那个跟随非常的清楚了。
When Jesus went to Peter and John by the Sea of Galilee.
当主耶稣来到加利利海边来找到彼得、约翰的时候
，They have their fishing nets in their hand.
他们手里都拿着那个渔网。
They had spent all their lives upon the nets.
他们一生都在经营那个渔网。
Because the nets meant their confidence and the meaning of life.
那个渔网就是他们的信心，就是他们生活的意义。
So in Matthew 4:19,
在马太福音4:19那里。
Jesus wanted to call them to follow him.
主耶稣就呼召他们来跟随他。
So he was saying to them,
所以他就跟他们说,
Come and follow me.
来跟从我。
It is the same compound word used here in Luke 9:23.
这两个地方用的是同一个复合词。
Meaning these fishermen had to come out of their lives with their fishing nets.
就是说这些渔民需要从他们这个渔网的生活里面来出来。
Come to the Lord means you have to first come out of your old life.
来到主的面前意味着说你要从你过去的旧的生活里面走出来。
Then to turn with Jesus in the new direction.
然后来在一个新的方向里面来跟随主。
If you don't first come to him, you can't just follow him.
如果你不来到主的面前，你也不可能来跟从他。
So how wonderfully Jesus used this compound word, come after me.
所以主耶稣用的这个复合词来跟从我是何等的奇妙。
So brothers and sisters, to follow is the mean to let it go first.
所以说弟兄姊妹，跟从第一件事情就是要来放下。
No fisherman could desire to follow Jesus if they didn't let go of their nets in their hand.
这个渔民们不可能来跟从主，如果他们手里不放下他们的渔网。
Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to make their following happen.
是这样，他们跟随主的事情是不可能发生的。
Brothers and sisters, the gospel books use this compound word.
这个福音书里面所用的这个复合词。
To tell us how we make our following happen.
告诉我们跟随主是怎么发生的。
We come to Jesus.
我们来到主的面前。
To put down and leave our burdens.
把我们的负担放下来。
Our burdens of our own temperament.
我们自己的性情的负担。
Our burdens of our own preference.
我们自己所喜好的负担。
Reputation.
我们自己的荣誉。
Desire,
我们的愿望,
or even stubbornness,
我们的固执,
like a fisherman's nets,
就像那个渔民的渔网一样,
then we will be able to follow him.
然后我们才能够来跟随主。
If we want to make 2025 another year of following,
如果我们想要2025年成为又是一年的跟随主的话,
it should be the year of giving up.
应该是这一年我们来学习放弃。
We praise the Lord. We have so many friends and having them join us each Sunday.
我们非常感谢主，每一个主日我们有新的朋友来到我们的教会。
So dear friends, we truly hope that this will be the year that you will find your new life in Jesus and become the follower of Him.
我们真的非常盼望在新的一年里能够找到主来跟随主。
We also understand that many of our new, our gospel friends come with their own requests.
我也知道很多福音朋友们来到这里是带着他们的期望。
Some of you come for the best hospital and the medical treatment.
有些人来是找到最好的医疗办法。
Some of you want to find a better research study or job security.
有些人来到这里找到最更好的医疗研究中心。
And we're so thankful that you made this place your home.
我们非常感谢你让这里成为你的家。
So that we can share your burdens with our intercessional prayers.
所以我们可以把你的这个愿望带到我们的祷告里面。
However, my dear friends.
然而我们的朋友们
It's important that you put down your personal agenda.
但是非常重要的是你要把你自己的个人的这个计划放下来。
and let them go,
把他们放下,
in order for coming to Jesus.
然后才能够来跟从主。
Don't let your fishing nets and my fishing nets and drag our back to that we won't be able to follow.
不要让我们的渔网成为你的渔网，我的渔网成为那个让我们跟随主的这个障碍。
Second, to follow Jesus is His invitation.
第二点，那跟随主是主的这个邀请。
His invitation out of love and grace to those who want to follow Him.
是出于他的爱和他的恩典，向着那些愿意来跟随他的人。
And this is very important for us.
这件事情非常的重要。
Notice that Jesus says, "If anyone desires, come after me."
注意到主在这里说。若有人要跟从我
He put it as choice of his followers.
对他的这个跟随者来说，他留下了一个决定，选择。
You may choose not to do it.
你可以选择不这样做。
You may choose not be in the category of a close follower.
你可以选择不作为主的一个紧密的跟随者。
You may choose to go your own way and satisfy your own flesh.
你可以选择选择你自己的道路，满足你自己的意愿。
Brothers and sisters and the dear friends, the word of God confirms that we are given the freedom to make that choice.
神的话语这里做了见证，说神给我们了一个自由意志的选择。
In other words, you don't have to do it.
换句话说，你不需要这样做。
But only if you desire to do it.
只有当你愿意跟随的时候
So to follow Jesus is a choice.
跟随主是一个选择
It's not enforced.
不是强迫的
And you are free not to do it.
你有自由意志可以不这样做
But
但是
But if you choose to follow
但是如果你愿意跟从
Let it come from the bottom of your heart.
是从你自己心里面心底下来的
As Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:14,
在彼得在保罗的书哥林多后书五章四节那里所讲的
For the love of Christ compels us,
因为神的爱激励我们
burns us,
在里面燃烧着
constrains us,
约束着我们
and drives us,
督促着我们
so that we have no another choice,
结果说我们没有选择
but only to give our lives into that.
只能把我们的生命献上去。
My dear brothers and sisters, this means to follow Jesus.
这就是跟随主。
We don't mean to make this gathering of God's children a holy machine.
我们不是把神的儿女的聚集变成一个圣洁的机器。
That pushes or produces the holy man and the woman.
在这里创造一些圣洁的男人和女人。
But we would rather work on the desire.
我们宁愿让能够我们宁愿能够有人的自由的意愿。
The desire driven by the love of Christ.
这个意愿是被神的爱和恩典所催促着。
It is very simple, brothers and sisters, because without the love, we won't be able to move half an inch forward to follow Jesus.
因为没有这个意愿，我们在跟随主的路上不可能往前走一步。
Brothers and sisters, if we wish 2025 another year following,
如果我们希望2025年成为又是一年的跟从
，it should be the year for love and grace.
是因着又一年的爱和恩典。
For the love of Christ and the grace of Christ.
是因着基督的爱和因着基督的恩典。
Third, to follow Jesus is a long-running marathon.
而且跟随耶稣是一个马拉松。
The word follow me is repeated twice in verses 23, if you go back to the Bible verse.
如果你回到23节的话，你看跟从我这里面重复了两遍。
Put aside the fact that, there are, that they are slightly different from each other in literal meanings,
这个在文字上可能稍微有一点点不一样，我们先不看这一点。
The first follow me talks about the choice that we have made at a point of time.
第一节里面讲的是在一个时间点上，我们做了一个决定来跟从。
There must be some time in your life, in my life.
在你的生活里面，在你的生命里面，在我的生命里面，一定有一个有一次的时间。
At a point of time，
在一个时间点上。
At a specific month, a specific day, and an hour, and at that point of time, we have made a decision.
在一个特别的日子里面，一个特别的时间里面，我们做了一个决定。
The world is behind, and the Christ is in front of us.
这个世界在我的背后，这个十字架在我的前面。
I have decided to follow Jesus.
我决定要跟随主耶稣。
It's the first time to follow me. That just at the point of time, we have to make decision.
第一次的跟从我是指一个时间点上，我决定要跟从主。
But when it comes for the second time, Jesus says, "Follow me."
但在第二次里面，这个跟从我。
The word was purposely spoken in the present tense.
这个字特用的是现在时。
Meaning, if you and I choose to follow him,
换句话说，如果你决定要来跟从。跟从主。
We keep on following day in and day out.
我们需要每天来跟从主。
We follow whether it's hot or cold.
我们不管是热还是冷。
Spring or summer.
是春天还是夏天。
We follow whether things are going well or going bad.
我们的情况是好还是不好。
Whether the grades are good or bad.
我们的成绩是好还是不好。
Whether sick or well.
我们是生病了还是身体好。
Whether we are in Houston or go somewhere far away,
我们是去了很远的地方，还是留在休斯顿？
We follow, and we keep on following him until the time we see him face to face.
我们就一直不停地跟随，直到我们见主面的日子。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we wish 2025 to be another year of following,
弟兄姊妹，如果我们希望2025年又是一年的跟从。
Let's make it the year of endurance and consistency.
让这一年能够持之以恒。
Last, please observe the beginning of the verse 25.
我们最后我们来看看二十五节开始的地方。
The words all and anyone.
23. 我们来看看二十三节的最后一个地方。
Jesus said to them, "All, if anyone desires, so and so on."
主耶稣对众人说，若有人要跟从我。
Yeah. You know, some would say that to follow Jesus and deny himself is those people's job.
有人说哦，舍了自己来跟随主是那些人的工作。
Those people be responsible to the church ministry, and to follow Jesus is their job.
是那些在教会里面负责弟兄姊妹的事情。
Not my business.
这跟我没有任何关系。
I have my career.
我有我的工作。
My school.
我有学习。
My family and my marriage to take care of.
我有我的家庭生活要来照顾。
But as we look closely at verse 23.
但是我们来看看，仔细来看看二十三节。
Jesus said them all.
主耶稣说，所有的人。
If put your name there.
是如果把你的名字放下来
，Put my name there，
把我的名字放在那里。
If Peter and John and the Paul desires to follow after him，
如果是彼得、约翰和保罗愿意跟随主。
If David desires，
如果大卫愿意跟随主。
If Aaron desires，
如果Aaron 愿意跟随主。
If Ellie desires，
如果 Ellie 愿意跟随主。
If Jessica。Desires.
如果Jessica 愿意跟随主。
If Chris, if Brian.
If Brian, Chris 愿意跟随主。
Let's put all our names there.
把我们的名字都放在那里。
Because what Jesus called, Jesus said to them all.
因为主耶稣对所有人说的。
Brothers and sisters, we're all to be called to follow him.
弟兄姊妹，我们所有人都被呼召来跟随主。
So now we come up with four simple applications for the passage we learned this morning.
今天早上在这句话里面学到了四点。
First, following Jesus means letting go of the things of my, me, I, and mine.
第一件事情就是要放下那些我的属于我的。
Second, following Jesus means.Should be generated and reinforced by his love and grace.
第二点，这个愿意是从主所来的，也是靠着主的恩典来坚固。
No school, no spiritual school, no Bible school can make somebody want to follow Jesus.
没有一个圣经学院可以让一个人愿意来跟随主。
Only if the love of Christ compels us.
Only 只有当主的爱来激励我们的时候。
Make us have no choice, and I have only one choice. I said to Lord, I give my life to you.
只有我没有选择，只有我跟主说，我愿意来跟随你，我把我的生命给你。
Third, following Jesus means a lifelong running game.
第三点，跟随主是一生之久的事情。
And this running game.Would take place on a bumpy road.
这个跟随主的道路是一个不平坦的道路。
But it leads to our heavenly home.
但是带领我们回到天家。
And the last.
最后一点。
Let's be reminded that following Jesus is His invitation sent to all of us.
这是主对我们所有人的呼召。
Whether you choose to do it or not.
虽然是不是你选择这样做
？You and I have to RSVP to that invitation.
我们必须要来在这个邀请信上RSVP 预约下来。
Let's make 2025 as another year following with everybody.
愿2025年成为我们所有人的一个又是一年的跟从。
Brothers and sisters, you may be good in following Jesus by your own.
也许你自己一个人跟随主可以。
But this is not his calling.
但是这不是他的呼召。
Remember in verse 23, he said to them all.
因为二十三节这里讲是所有的人。
If anybody,
任何一个人。
If anybody of you desires to come after me.
任何一个人愿意来跟从我。
Now, let me have a few words I want to share with our young people here.
我有几句话想要跟年轻人来分享。
When we read the passage in Luke 9:23,
我们在读十九章二十三节的时候
we will find that Lord Jesus used three imperatives, or we say commanding sentences.
主在这里用了三个命令的句子
to illustrate what it means to follow him.
来描述一下跟随他是什么意思。
He must deny himself.
他必须要舍己。
He must take up his cross daily.
他必须要天天背起他的十字架。
And he must follow me.
他必须要跟从我。
If anybody wants to follow Jesus willingly,
如果有人愿意来跟随主的话。
If any young people in their young age wants to follow Jesus willingly.
如果有年轻人在他年轻的时候愿意来跟从主的话
Then Lord Jesus said, These are the three things that he or she needs to consider seriously.
然后主说有三件事情这些人要认认真真的考虑一下
Because he said, you must, you must, you must.
因为主说你必须你必须你必须
Otherwise, following Jesus means empty words.
不然跟随主就成了一句空话。
We don't have time to go through these three musts in detail.
我们没有时间来分享这三点。
But we all know that they are meant to be the implement of death.
但是我们知道这三点都是来执行死刑的。
If anyone saw someone dragging a crossbeam on the street in Jesus' time,
如果在主耶稣的时候有人看见有人拖着一个十字架往前走。
He would know for sure.
他就知道有一件事情。
That person was making a one-way trip and never come back.
那个人是在走向死亡，不会再回来了。
Then our Lord says to his followers.
所以主耶稣跟随他的人说。
This is what it means to follow him.
这就是跟随我的意思。
My dear young people.
我年轻人。
I understand that there's something in your life that is hard to remove.
我知道在你的生命里有一些东西非常的难除去
，like a tough stain，
就像一个非常难除去的一个印记一样。
All brands of our cleansers won't work。
不管是什么样品牌的这个清洁剂都没有用。
But please don't take it lightly。
但是不要把这件事情看清了。
Don't try to overlook it。
不要忽略这件事情。
Seeing it is just a game, a video game.
就是一个游戏而已。
It's just a hobby.
就是一个习惯而已，一个爱好而已。
It's just something I repeated day and day and day.
就是每天我所重复做的一件事情而已。
It's just for my pleasure once upon a time.
就是我偶尔享受的一个快乐而已。
Please deal with it now.
现在就来对付这件事情。
Before it will eventually block your way to follow.
在它能够成为你跟随主的一个拦阻之前。
If there's an area in your life where you find that is tough thing,
如果在你的生命里发现有一个非常难对付的地方，
nothing is more important today and this year than for you to deal with it.
没有什么比在今天和2025年对付这件事情更重要的。
If you want to do it,
如果你想要做的话，
you got to know from Jesus' teaching of the three musts.
你需要从主的这三个必须的理念来学习。
The best way,
最好的办法。
The only way,
唯一的办法。
To get rid of the tough thing,
来除去这个印记。
To remove it,
来除去它。
To make it a one-way trip and never come back again,
来这个一条不归之路。
Is to die to it,
就是向它去死。
This is my prayer for you and for me too.
这是我向你的祷告，也是我对自己的祷告。
That in 2025,
在2025年里，
we together may have that blessed taste of death and denial through our life issues.
在我们的生命的里面，我们能有一个蒙福的这个能尝到死味和舍己。
Let's have a word prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your precious word and you said to us.
主，我们为了你向我们所说的宝贵的话语向你献上感谢。
Even though there are precious words you said to who followed you thousands of years ago.
虽然这些话是对你在几千年前跟随你的人所说的。
It is the same precious to us because we want to follow you.
对我们来说是何等的宝贵，因为我们也想要来跟随你。
We want to follow you because there is no obligation.
我们跟随你不是因为有义务。
Because every Sunday we come to the table meeting and we are driven by your love.
我们每个主日来到你的面前是出于爱。
Lord,
被你的爱所追逼。
We have no choice for our life.
我们对我们的生活没有别的选择。
We have no choice for your purpose for our life.
我们对你对我们在我们生活的旨意没有其他的选择。
Lord, here's our prayer that we want to give our life to follow you.
这是我们的祷告，我们愿意来跟随你。
Lord, we understand that it's all by your love and grace.
我们明白这完全是出你的爱和你的恩典。
Lord, we pray that in the following year of 2025.
主，我们祷告在新的2025年里。
You will accomplish your work in us.
你的旨意在我们里面完成。
That we may be a testimony to the world.
我们能够成为这个世界的见证。
That Jesus Christ is the Lord.
主耶稣基督是主。
In Jesus' name we pray together.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。